So welcome back, Neil.
Hi.
First question, have a nice break.
Yeah, fantastic, thank you. I'll recharge the batteries and great break.
Second question?
No, I'm not doing that.
We're not doing that one, no.
Anyway, so 2-0, workmanlike.
Yeah, very good.
I don't want to say comfortable, but you were trying a fair few things during that game.
Yeah. And we did, and that's not to disrespect Runcorn. You know, we just wanted to try a few things out, and, you know, on another day it could have been a lot more goals for us, and it wasn't. There was definitely pleasing parts of the game and frustrating parts of the game, but, you know, it's part of pre-season, so... So another home win, it's a clean sheet, and it's 2 more goals, so, you know, I'll take that.
It's the last Saturday game before the season kicks off. Obviously, you don't like a Saturday game before the season kicks off.
No.
You don't like injuries and that kind of
thing.
So where do you think we are as we've got one last game left at Ossett on Tuesday?
I think pre-season preparations have gone very much to plan, if not ahead of plan, I would say. You know, the relationships that are developing on the park and, you know, people may argue that it might take 3 or 4 months for this team to come together, but I think you've seen enough games that, you know, they're working things out and they're doing really well in the park. There's two reasons I don't like the Saturday fixture before the season starts for injuries, but also it's a chance for other people to come and watch you and see how you play. So I like it behind closed doors, we have an open training session. But lads have done great, you know, done another great account of themselves today. So, you know, it's nice having a weekend and a winning feeling.
Now, you speak about scouts and that, so you know, Runcorn had made several substitutions there in that second half. So, as I was saying in commentary, me Grand probably could have done quite well. But Donoghue was exceptional this afternoon, wasn't he?
I think the news of him getting vice-captain before the kick-off, and, you know, when I think when Potsy came off and he put the armband on, his game went up a gear. He's a real special talent, and, you know, and I've said that. And, you know, he might not be the most vocal, but lads look up to him for what he does with his football. And for me, it was a no-brainer. You know, he leads by example in that in that part, and he's not Michael Potts. He's not as vocal, but he's definitely a leader with the ball at his feet.
One of the things that was noticeable this afternoon was the chopping and changing in the forward line that was going on. You know, Donoghue and Linney swapping wings, Ennis moving around.
Yeah.
Are you there yet with regards to, or are you waiting on Myers and stuff to know what the ideal forward line is?
I think, and I know who's going to play well. What I've tried to do in training is get them to comfortably rotate between themselves. So it doesn't take me to say, Ennis, you can go and swap with Linney can swap with Donoghue. But at the minute, we're drip-feeding information to them and they've got to continue the switch. When it becomes fluent and robotic, they'll do it off their own backs. The nine is, you know, I've missed Lewis while he's been out. And the nine shirt's up for grabs, and hopefully he's going to be, you know, he's going to be back fit. He gives us something different. He looks after the ball and lets people join in behind him. And he scores goals in the six-yard box. So, yeah, I'm happy. There's options behind that. I've got headache in the middle of the park because I've got 4 for 3 places or even 2 for 4 places if we played number 10. But it's coming together. You know, I think I've got 3 of the best centre-halves in the league now, and I've got to, you know, pick between them. And, you know, good in all areas. I think the right-back shirt's still up for grabs, if I'm being honest. And after that, I think the rest of it's taking care of itself. But, you know, that doesn't mean that them lads will let up because they don't get the shirts until the first game of the season and it's theirs to lose.
I think there's one minor negative today. And I'm going to turn it into a positive because we were talking about it in the commentary, and it's a good thing, is that in the first half we struggled it with a couple of corners. And I know you've said in other interviews in the past that in this league set pieces are a big thing, and I think that might not be a bad thing today to have struggled, if you like, because it gives you something maybe to look at and work on, as opposed to go and say, well, actually we're doing all right on all the corners.
Yeah. And I said that to that. I think, you know, whatever level, let's get hell bent on marking players instead of marking space. And at times you mark space so you can move into it. I think in the first half we caught ourselves marking people and got ourselves caught under the ball. And we addressed that at half time. And just to come off and give yourself a run at the ball, I think we addressed it and did a lot better second half. But it's definitely a point I've picked up on half time, so it's a good point.
And speaking of headaches that you've got, the defensive headaches. I mean, we've spoke to Dave obviously while you've been away, but, you know, you've got three cracking centre backs there with Dean, with Jones, and with Doyle. Great news about Doyle, but it is a headache.
Yeah, it is, and I haven't hidden the fact Tom Dean suspended first game of the season, so, you know, it's their shirts, and then he's got to wrestle it off. And what it does, you know, they're all experienced big set lads. They will carry niggles and knocks, and they might need resting and rotating. But I've got, like I just said, 3, I think, of the best centre-halves in the league. So, comfortably, you know, I could play 2 of them. I might even play 3 in some games. I don't know. But, it's, you know, it's a great headache to have. I wanted quality. I wanted, the strength in depth. And I think I've got that now all over the park.
So, oh, God.
Well, just to feed it into what we're saying about, you know, you've got headaches and a decent-sized squad, and it's difficult to keep lads who aren't playing regularly interested, if you like, in inverted commas. But one thing I saw for an interview that Mike Fulton did this week, talking about the Bibs, and how it highlights players who may need a rest. There's a lot of games in this league. League, FA Cup, FA Trophy, hopefully get some runs. In those, Manchester Cup, League Cup, which we've never won the League Cup. I'd love us to win that League Cup this year. We've never won it. Nope. There's a lot of games. He's won it. Yeah, no, he's won it. Yeah. We've never won it as a club. But, you know, so that's, you know, so lads, I've got to be able to be patient, but however...
We've got four games in the first 13 days, you know, and one of them, you know, well, all of them, you know, all difficult games, but people are going to carry knocks and niggles and injuries, and it just gives us a chance to rest and rotate. Then you've got the FA Cup, the trophy, the League Cup, the Manchester Cup. You know, people have explained, I've been completely transparent with everybody while they've come to the club, and I want to get it down to 20, and I think after today I've got it down to 20. If people in that 20 aren't happy, then obviously the 20 will remain 20 and we'll have to sign someone else, but I believe that we've got that harmony in the squad that will keep 20, and it's up to me to rest and rotate and give people opportunities, but you know, that's my job.
So, Grantham away looming. Ossett United next on Tuesday, then the open training session. First, the Ossett United game. For those fans making the trip over to West Yorkshire, what should they be expecting on the pitch?
They'll probably see as close to the starting 11 that will play at Grantham. So, you know, I'll encourage as many people to come down and get behind the lads. Obviously, you know, looking at Grantham ahead, we played the Ifabamba Bridge first game of last season. It was shocking. You know, they hadn't cut the grass. It was an athletics pitch. It might not lend itself to our free-flowing attacking football. So the team for that will very much be picked on the day when I get there. But it will have one mind on the Ossett 11 that's going to go out of the Grantham 11.
It's good to have that many extra players in the squad as well, because they can act as ball boys.
Absolutely. You need it.
And finally, the open training session next week.
Yeah, be great.
How's that going to work with supporters and stuff?
So we just want fans to come down and see what we do. So you can see the way we play. It just doesn't happen. You know, I have a saying in the dressing room and the things that people don't see, and it gives the people the opportunity to see what we do in training, behind closed doors, how we work on our set piece and our shape. And they'll see that. They'll see us how we train, you know, the running's gone now, it'll all be what we do with the ball, and give the fans the understanding of how we play. And if, you know, I'd love it for a few people to come down here and see what we do, and then they can understand. And at times when it gets frustrating and things don't go all right way in games, fans can then understand that they're trying to do the right thing and not trying to do the wrong thing, if you will. So I want as many people down here as possible.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for taking the time to come straight up. Yeah. Much appreciated. And well, we're not here now on Tuesday, are we?
You're not there. Well, I'll be there, but you, yeah.
And we might cover the open training session, but
I think it'd be good.
Have a good week.
Yeah, you too.